Well, hello there. Welcome, everyone, to another action-packed, busting at the seams with all sorts of memes and sensors, enhanced technologies, episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. That's right, my friends. This week's podcast is coming to you from the great Napa Valley. My intrepid EE Journal team took the Memes and Sensors Executive Congress by storm this week. And I am happy to report that I got an interview with all five of the entrants of this year's Technology Showcase. Now, if you didn't know already, the Technology Showcase at the Memes and Sensors Executive Congress is a really cool platform to highlight some unique up-and-coming applications enabled by MEMS and sensors. So, this is how it works. You get 5 minutes in front of a room full of MEMS executives, VCs, and assorted press, myself included. Think of it as a kind of mini Shark Tank for MEMS stuff. Okay, so let's do this. Listen to all five interviews and come up with who you think should win this year's Technology Showcase. I'll let you know who really won at the end of this podcast. On your mark, get set, MEMS. I've got Sahil Chaudhry from NXP Semiconductors with me at the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress. And so, Sahil, what are you showing at the Technology Showcase today?
We at NXP are showing how motion sensors can be used to track a package while it is in transit. So we're literally tracking assets so that we can find out how badly it was handled when it was going from point A to point B. We have motion sensors picking up events like shock, free fall, magnetic changes, rotational changes. Basically anything that could go wrong while you're throwing packages is what we're trying to track here using our motion sensors. If you can see the demo here, what we're showing here is this is a small package which you would actually try to damage in all possible ways.
Sure.
And these are all the motion sensors picking up the critical events and sending it to an SD card. And once you have the SD card inserted into a PC, you see a motion profile. You see a profile that, okay, this journey had 3 free falls, 2 shocks, happened at this particular time. The timestamp really helps because you can identify where the problem happened and when it happened so that you can improve and these transportation companies can build relationships with customers. So that's the whole idea. We are using this as a demonstration right now so that we want to partner with system integrators and develop this as an end product for customers.
So would this product be reused? Is this something that is a one time and done?
Right. This product, when it becomes a final product, the idea should be that it should be reused. So we want to make it as easy as possible so they can just take off the label and put the label back again. That's the idea. What we are doing is we're showing it as a reference design to show our technology. Once they pick up the technology, we'll help them work with them so that they can make it literally like a design which could be reused, taken on and off again and again.
Excellent. Well, this is super cool. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. Very nice talking to you.
My guest today is Diane Matias, CEO and founder of SportsFits. Thank you so much for joining me, Diane.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glad to be here.
We are at the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress today, and you guys just showed at the Technology Showcase. So tell my audience, what did you show today?
We showed this little sensor that I have. It's 160 components on about an inch. It looks like a bean-shaped object, and you place it right behind your ear, not on your ear, behind your ear, on the skull, on the mastoid process.
And so what exactly are you measuring? What are the many different uses? I can imagine there's a lot.
Thank you. You're absolutely correct. So what we measure with this device are three things. Brain impact, so the location, the force, the direction of the brain impact, as well as your position, where you are. So we have GPS in it. We also measure biometrics. So all the sensors for oxygen, temperature, pulse are in this device as well. We measure all movement. So this is awesome for health, safety, and productivity. And it could be for anyone. It could be for an athlete that wants to see how am I feeling, how am I doing, did I get an impact. Tells you live, on demand, in real time, if you've received an impact or if your biometrics are above or below what they should be. Maybe you're not getting the oxygen you need. It will indicate that to you. It can prevent how many problems if you know that your oxygen is low. You can get immediate medical attention. It can be for athletes, employers. Perhaps it could be for even insurance. It could be compliant with insurance. And we can reduce the cost of your insurance. There's many, many applications.
tell me about the data transfer aspect of this.
So it's a solution. The name of the conference is Autonomous Mobility Solution. So we are an autonomous mobility solution. There's three aspects to it. We integrate three technologies. So one is the sensor device, which you're seeing right in front of you now, which I put on my head, my skull. The next one is artificial intelligence. We have algorithms to actually analyze all the data coming through. So we track and trend individually and globally. Also, we have Internet of Things, which means we're connected to any smart device, any smart car, any smart house, any smart city.
That is super cool, Diane. Thank you so much for spending the time with me.
My pleasure.
I got Abhishek here from N5 Sensors Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we are at the MEMS and Sensors Technology Showcase, and you guys just showed your super cool new gas sensing technology. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, so N5, we manufacture chip-scale gas sensors, really small, low power, ideally suited for like wearables and phones and other smart devices. And they're all manufactured using standard semiconductor manufacturing and packaging, so which makes them really small and low cost, ideally suited for these high volume applications and markets.
So what sets your gas sensors away from the pack?
Sure. One way to describe is that there are sensors out there in the market that do gas sensing and chip scale. So they use something called a micro heater technology. So basically, essentially, you're heating the sensing element to do the sensing. Ours, we don't need any heater. So the sensing elements are at room temperature, working essentially cold. And by design, they're selective. So you can actually make these sensors specifically target particular molecule in the air. And then you can fit a bunch of them in one die to make a product that's actually essentially a multi-gas detection, almost a system on chip.
That is super cool. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
My guest today is John Lowe from Scorched Ice. Thank you so much for joining me, John.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, so we are here at the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress at the Technology Showcase. So tell me, what did you guys show today?
We have developed the world's first sensor-based diagnostic system for skates. And because skating is a critical part of hockey, and because skating is a much harder problem to solve when it comes to using sensor technology, because you can be gliding but your feet aren't moving, so that expertise is very rare. Because of our expertise in that, we've been able to do a deal with one of the two global skate companies. So we will do the engineering and software, they will manufacture, market, and distribute around the world.
So tell my audience a bit more about the technology here. Where is your sensor going, and what exactly and how exactly are you measuring the data?
So we have a sensor module that goes into the front of the blade holder, so it's completely hidden from view, inobtrusive, adds almost no weight to the product, so it's able to very accurately measure the skating measurements. So we're building what we call a Scorch Index, the company called Scorched Ice. So S is speed slash acceleration, CO crossovers, R reverse or backwards skating, C cornering, H is halter stopping. So as you're on the ice, the idea is the system measures the basic mechanics of skating, gives you a score in each of those areas, then wraps it up into one overall Scorch Index. So every player will have a Scorch Index.
That is super cool. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, John.
My pleasure.
My guest today is Mark Rippon from Allerty. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we are at the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress today, and you are one of the Technology Showcase entrants. So tell me, what are you showing today?
Basically, a technology that will allow diabetics to be able to monitor their blood sugars real time, and more importantly, to allow their people, their husbands and wives, to understand if they're in an emergency situation that they're not capable of dealing with, then alert them. So basically what we're trying to do is make life of diabetics worry-free.
So this is much different than your standard prick your finger, put the piece of paper into the meter, glucose monitor. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I realize that the biggest problem that they have in the diabetes treatment and care today is that most people do not want to prick themselves. And so the doctors have no clue. The only way they can tell how you're doing is by looking at your A1C numbers, which are composite, you know, 90-day picture of how you've behaved over the last 90 days. It doesn't help you to modify your behavior to minimize your spikes in sugar because you're eating the wrong thing. And so here we can look at your reaction, your body's reaction to what you're eating real time. And so the biggest market actually is the people that are borderline diabetic, because we can help them change their behavior, make them realize that they're at risk, and help them change their behavior in a positive manner. But for me, the purpose, the reason it's called AlertG is because I want to have an alert when my wife goes into low blood sugar, and G for glucose, and why not, right? So
tell me, my audience, a little bit about the technology of your product.
So just like an MRI uses a magnetic field to look inside your body, we use a very low power RF field to do the same thing. And we're looking at your body chemistry using a principle known as dielectric spectroscopy. And by that, we can now tell you how much blood glucose is in your body any given time.
That is super cool. Thank you so much for joining me, Mark. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Pleasure speaking to you. Thank you very much for your time and interest.
And the winner was AlertG. And I personally cannot wait for this product to come to market. I'm going to buy one for my father right away. And if you weren't able to live stream our Twitter coverage from this year's show, never fear. I've included a link on this week's Fish Frying page that will take you directly to our MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress coverage page on eejournal.com. Lots of fun photos, facts, and more. It's cool. Speaking of social media, you can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. We also have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie fun videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of November 2nd, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.